This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do want to get to it here as I see some people texting in. Is that did we just find that this has to be the Rockets formula moving forward? Before we get there, want to let you all know that we are here at Sports Radio 610, a proud partner with the Insperity Invitational happening at the Woodlands Country Club tournament course this weekend. Many, many guys like, hey, we talked to John Daly earlier this week. He said VJ Singh will be there playing very well. Ernie Els, he said, is playing very well. And many, many more of the PGA Tour champions' best. They're going to be right here on the course in this great town for an incredible weekend of championship golf. Teeing off tomorrow. Entry to the tournament is free. For score updates, tee time, weather notes, and more information, head to InsperityInvitational.com. That's, I'll tell you, man, always something going on around here, ain't it?
Yeah, baby, that's what makes H-Town so beautiful.
Yeah, Tyler went to the last time they had a PGA Tour event here.
Houston Open was a fun time, man.
By the way, again, man, shout out to you, Tyler. You've been able to, you've slowed it down a bit. You remember that? I'm thinking of that week of the Houston, what was it, the Houston Open was here?
Yeah.
Man, you remember Tyler?
It was a hell of a week for the old liver.
He wouldn't be with us today if he'd have kept going at that rate.
He was front row seat at a Rockets game.
Yeah.
He went to Houston Open where he had a good time.
What was that other?
What other sporting event?
Was it the Under Oath concert I went to? Maybe.
Maybe you did.
It was the Texans social
but he left that to go to the basketball game.
Yeah.
There was something that we missed that week.
There's something
else that you went to sports wise.
Wasn't an Astros game, I don't think.
Oh, it was.
It was.
Yeah, you did. You slid to an Astros game.
That was a fun week.
Yeah, you did. I remember that now. Yep, slid to an Astros game.
A lot of ibuprofen.
Yeah, you did your thing.
Need to have another one of those soon.
Well, no.
We three need to go to a damn Astros game. Y'all need to pick one.
I'm trying to get
y'all
go all the time. Y'all can't.
The hell out of here. Actually, tonight I'm going to send y'all some options.
Well, the Royals.
Just give me one.
I know I'm going when the Royals come here the 12th, Monday through Wednesday. I know.
Nobody wants to go watch your stinking ass Royals.
Family.
All right. Well, I'm talking about a boys' trip.
I know they
here.
Were stinking like hell last week, wasn't they?
No offense to the wife and kids, but I'm talking about the boys here.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I could go to a couple of them bad boys. Be honest with you.
Okay.
But I know the kids want to go out there, and rock them, and go rock it. So we'll see. Yeah. Why not?
In that case, I'm gonna send you the dates, Clint, for that. You see if it works for you. We're gonna go.
But I remember it wasn't just that you were. I think you. We had three. What did Tyler get DoorDash that week? Three different times.
One day you came in, you said, oh God, back to back?
And I just said, this isn't supposed to be a recurring segment, man. This is supposed to be a benchmark, man. It was just a night.
Back to back, 3 a.m. DoorDashes?
It became a recurring segment. But no, man, always something going on around the town. And
I like to party.
Yeah, no, it's nothing wrong with it, man. Keep partying, man. Keep doing it, man. As long as Sugar and the gang are taken care of.
Hey, shout out to my bitches. Jesus.
What? It's no fear, man.
What?
Bro.
Sugar, Nala, Holly, all y'all.
All of them. Fathers. All right. Is this, was that, do you think, Clint, because you've said this and you've talked around it a bit, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more tomorrow as we get closer, because tomorrow the game is actually after we get done. But do you think what we saw last night is sustainable? Like, is that the formula that is sustainable here? Because obviously they're win and go home right now. And,
yeah.
And what we saw last night, yes, they got out and they pressured them and they took up the pace in this game. But as you said, Clint, they also shot like nearly 70% in the first quarter half. And they got out to a huge lead. Do you think what we saw yesterday is sustainable?
No, I don't think it's reasonable to expect that the Rockets to shoot the ball as a group as well as they shot the ball, particularly early, to the tune of getting up. I mean, at one point, correct me if I'm wrong, but at one point in the first half they were up 30.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's reasonable to expect the Rockets to play well enough to run Curry and Draymond and I know it's not going to happen in a game 6 or 7. Damn sure not a game 6 in Golden State. Damn sure not a game 7. Winner takes all. But you get my point. I don't think you're going to play well enough and shoot the ball well enough to be up 30 in the second and put Steve Kerr in a position to make some drastic decisions. Like I think that is unreasonable. And then the point I'm making, like I think it's unreasonable to think that the Rockets are going to play in either of the two remaining games, in a way of keeping Steph Curry, down to double or in the teens.
Yeah.
And
13 is what he had last night.
Yeah, and ultimately keep Butler. They had him frustrated early. And so,
I thought for a second they were going to do like they do starting pitchers and just let Steph and Draymond and Jimmy just get on the plane and fly back early. Yeah,
they might as well.
They might come out of it.
Yeah. Yes. No, I mean, that's not – I'm just being realistic. I just don't think they're going to all collectively shoot it that well.
Yeah.
And get out to that big of a lead. That game, I'm glad we won it. It was impressive the way we ran it, won it. But for me as a fan, I don't know what to take from it because of how it unfolded. And it's really the two points I just made is can we really expect the Rockets as a group to shoot it that well? I think the answer is no. Can they play with the pace and can they play with a different mentality? Absolutely. And can we ever expect moving forward in this series for the superstars on the Golden State Warriors to not play the majority of the second half? The answer is no. And then you fast forward and you look at it and you go, hey, I mean, I know you put your we put our backups in as well. But even with their scrubs out there, they cut the lead down to a point where M.A. Udoka said, no, we got to make sure we bring this one home. So I don't know what to take from it, Ron, and it really doesn't, for me in this game, it other than getting that dub and getting to game 6, it didn't do a whole lot for me.
Yeah, to me it showed a path of how they have to, or not have to, but it, like maybe their best opportunity to, yes, I'm with you. They're not going to, this isn't a great shooting team anyway, right? I'm sure Steve Kerr and their coaching staff is saying, guys, they're not going to shoot it like that.
Right.
Like this is a team that they put up 85 in one of the games in the series. And just this year, they're not a great shooting team. Like this is not what we're going to worry about they're doing. So we're not going to just break our necks to just change.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Things at this point. So I don't think you count on that. But, Clint, I do think the thought of, hey, maybe it's not that we are hunting down one matchup or making such an emphasis to get one player going as much as, hey, let's try to get everyone involved. Because that was the big thing is they had all of their starters were in double figures, three players above 24 points in this game, right? And the two who weren't were Şengün. The two who didn't get into the 20s in the starting lineup were Şengün and Jalen Green. And so there was so much more player and ball movement in this game. It wasn't even just getting stuck with, hey, let's go to Şengün and see what we get off of that. There was movement. They were up and down, and everyone was involved. So maybe they don't shoot it that way, but I think there shouldn't maybe be an emphasis, all right, let's run everything through Şengün, or let's just run everything through Jalen Green. A deal of let's get everybody going as a part there, and maybe you don't have, you know, everybody, three or four guys in the 20s, but maybe you have everyone involved in their scoring, because I just don't think they have a guy that you just say, all right, man, let's just get him and have him lead us there.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is these are the same conversations we were having throughout the year, right? Is what is the identity of your offense going to be? Right? Which is like you said, are you going to play fast? Are you going to focus on playing fast and get everybody that can play fast involved? Or are you going to be a slower paced that lets, you know, ultimately Fred VanVleet kind of guide the ship, and you have Şengün catching the ball at the top of the key and facing up. You find Jalen Green, or you find this or that. You find Amen Thompson, right? Or is it just we're just going to play fast? I mean, it's the same conversation in terms of who's made priority and what is your identity. And we're still dealing with that in the playoffs. I think that's just obviously something we're going to deal with the Rockets moving forward until they get to next season. But I'm with you. I think I agree with your overall point is that it seems like the plan moving forward needs to be, I don't give a damn who's involved. We just need to push it.
Yep. Push it and not try to force guy. Because it seemed like they were trying to run offense through someone as opposed to everybody moving.
Well, the crazy thing too to say that is like they ran it through Şengün, and Şengün was really good. But it's just a different approach to offensive basketball, and one guy is not enough.
And nobody else was
correct.
Was rolling.
Right.
And it slowed the pace down.
Yeah.
Because you came down every time you threw in the post, and naturally you're making a half court game, which is probably what they want, instead of up and down. And now yesterday, from the jump, offensively and defensively, you had Amen Thompson engaged. You had Dylan Brooks engaged. So everyone being engaged. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire, the NBA playoffs. The Lakers were eliminated last night. The Rockets dominated. Does this mean that maybe LeBron may be retiring? We'll discuss that. Another former Texan, news on him. We'll let you know about that as we continue right here live on The Drive.